In the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor. And Hathor is the month where the Egyptians used to start sowing and seeding in order for them to, like later on, to harvest by the month of June. So today the church arranged for us to hear the parable of the sower. You will still hear the same parable next week as well, emphasizing on also the importance of us to meditate on which kind of soil that we are. So today we hear the Lord describe one of the soils where he threw the seeds upon and did not bring fruit. And this one is the roadside. We hear this in Luke 4:5. Some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. So who are those people who resemble this roadside? Apparently, they didn't have any fruits, and even the word of God, which is like the seeds, did not stay long over them. How does the scripture portrays to us those people who are like the roadside? Actually, the people who are like the road, they are simple. Simple here is not the opposite of complex. Simple here is the opposite of wise. So those people in their simplicity, they have certain characteristics that we should be looking at and examining ourselves against, in order that if we find any element of this simplicity in our life, that we purge it out in order for us to be able to bring fruits. The first characteristic for those people who are like the roadside is that they love their simplicity. They enjoy being in what they are. They feel so much content in what they understand about things, about people, about the scripture, about God. They have opinion to say about everything, and meanwhile, they know nothing. So here King Solomon is rebuking those people in the book of Proverbs, saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." They love simplicity. They know nothing about God, and meanwhile, they speak about Him. And they love to be in like darkness of knowing nothing about God. They find it's okay to live a life of simplicity, superficiality, just going from fun to fun and escaping all of these setups where they can learn and know something new. The problem is not because they are simple. The problem actually, they love their simplicity. There is no way for them to change because simply they are content in what they are in. It's a big problem for all of us. If at any time we feel like I have attained knowledge, I have reached what I am trying to know, now I feel content in myself. I have nothing more to learn or to know, and I am happy in the life that I am leading. If those people like will ever think about what they are in, they're for sure maybe starting to change, but unfortunately, they love their life of simplicity away from knowledge. The second characteristic is for those people who are like the roadside, that they turn away from learning. They turn away from learning that might come from the scripture or might come from the people. They turn away from the rebuke. They don't accept it. Why? Simply, we go back to the first characteristic. They love their lives. They are content in what they are. So we read this in the book of Proverbs as well. "For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them." They are so much complacent in their life, very lazy. They want to learn. They don't want to accept even something new to be added to their knowledge. You ask them simple questions about what they know about the Bible, what they know about God, and they say nothing, and they know nothing. And meanwhile, they don't feel there is a problem. They are happy like this. Every setup for learning, they turn away from it, in spite of the fact that they still lack a lot of things about God. They don't want to come to the church. They don't want to learn something new. They don't want to learn, read the scripture, simply because they feel content in what they are. And another thing, they are very much lazy to come to the knowledge of truth. They turn away from knowledge, and their turning away from knowledge will cause them to be slayed. they will fall in trouble. They will be under judgment because of their turning away from learning. They have no reference in whatsoever in their knowledge. They only have something set in their minds, and they do not consider any person saying anything to them. The church, the fathers, the books, all of this doesn't make sense with them. They turn away from all of these sources of learning. They already have in their minds everything set. Another characteristic is for those people like the roadside, they are easily tempted. Of course, we can find this as something which is very much expected. The book of Proverbs also portrays a picture about a young man who is in his simplicity, was taken by temptation to go to the house of an adulterous woman and to commit with her the sin of adultery. So he describes him as so. And so among the symbol, I perceived among the youth a young man, devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, her here referring to the adulterous woman, and he took the path to her house. In his simplicity, he was easily tempted. Anything can tempt those people. Why? They have nothing to answer when somebody is telling them, why you don't try this? Why you don't come and try that? Then they have nothing inside them to answer. They find it's very easy to be tempted. Because of their simplicity, they easily fall in sin, in temptation. They feel it's unbearable for them to tolerate peer pressure. I cannot take it. I will just go and share the people what they do. Why I would be different? Why me? Why I shouldn't be like anybody else? And then by doing and saying so, they go easily and get tempted like this simple man who went after the baths of adulterous woman and to fall with sin in her. Those people also, they believe every word, as King Solomon describes them. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. They believe every word. That's why you find those people so much attentive to the rumors. They like to hear news and rumors and believe it without examining what they have heard. It's enough for them to hear something and then they will believe it and they will go after this. Those people believe every word, but the prudent considers well his step. The prudent people, the wise people, who are not as the roadside people, they think where I am putting my feet, where is the next step, what I'm going to do, what are the consequences? You find those simple people, because they believe every word, they can make like turn points in their life, dramatic changes based on a rumor, based on a promise, based on somebody told them something, and then how it turned out to be. Then they come and complain, I was deceived, I was misled, the people didn't tell me the truth. Then the question, why did you believe them first place? Why did you change your life based on a rumor or based on somebody told you an advice which was not right? The simple people believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. You find people after they come and like they move into a place or move into a job or move into something, they say, I shouldn't have done this. Why did you haste? Why did you make it that fast? I believed the people when they said to me, it's a good thing. Consider every step, think about it before you make a decision. Those people who are like the roadside, they surrender to inherit it fully. King Solomon says this about them. The simple inherit fully, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. They come with something inherited in their mind. They go with what they heard in the old tradition. This is what we heard when we were living in Egypt. But maybe this was the like experience of your fathers or grandfathers. It shouldn't be applied everywhere. Maybe you need to look at it and see if it applies on your current situation or life or not. They inherit fully and they still go with it. But the people who are prudent, they are crowned with knowledge. They always go and change and amend what they are going with. They might do something based on previous experience, but because of the new situation that we are at, then we might go differently. Simple people, they feel content to go with inherited fully. And at last, those people fall in the evil trap. King Solomon also prescribes or portrays a scene about how those people fall in trouble. He says, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. There are troubles. There are problems. You find the wise people, they turn away from it and not to go through it. But the simple people, they just go through it and then they will be punished. They will go in trouble. You find the problem coming. Maybe this happens sometimes in our houses or our families. We see something coming. We see maybe like an argument is going to escalate into a fight. The wise and prudent people, they stop. Maybe they go around it. They stop the discussion later on when they are more quieter so they can discuss. But simple people, they just go and fall in the trap and fall in the problem. And then this discussion might escalate into a fight and so on. So this is so much repeated. Every time they saw evil, they do not turn away from it. On the contrary, they just pass through it. So today we are instructed by the gospel not to be like the roadside people who are in their simplicity. They put themselves in many troubles, and the worst of them, they cannot bring fruits. Think about this characteristic of those people. If we find any of these in our hearts, we have to work on it to purge it out. Simple people, they love their simplicity. They turn away from learning. They are easily tempted. They believe every word. They surrender to inherit it fully. And lastly, they fall in the evil trap. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.